Welcome to Raid Podcast Legends, a weekly podcast all about Raid Shadow Legends. If you'd like to get in contact, send an email to raidpodcastlegends@gmail.com. G'day, Legends, and welcome to Episode 8 of Raid Podcast Legends. Thank you for coming back to listen to yet another episode of something that I just decided to do off the top of my head. Didn't really think about it, and it seems to all be working out. Thank you to all the new listeners that have stopped by to listen to the show. I hope it's what you're looking for. I must be doing something right, though, because people seem to be coming back. So, yeah. Hi, my name's Greg. You can call me Mad Capsules if you like. Call me whatever you like, really. I don't give a shit. I can't hear you. I'm just a voice, really, coming through the sound waves and beating up against your eardrums relentlessly. But I hope I'm gentle. I'm trying to be gentle. I don't want to hurt any of you. Your eardrums are lovely, by the way. Anyway, let's get into this discussion about Raid Podcast. Let's not just discuss Raid Podcast Legends. It may be the greatest Raid Shadow Legends podcast that there is, but let's talk about Raid Shadow Legends, I guess. This week, progression. I'm still in a weird kind of place, really. I know what I want to achieve, and namely that is I'd like to build a good arena team as well as a good clan boss team. They're my initial focuses now that I've pretty much smashed through all of the campaign. But I'm also aware of the amount of grinding that needs to go into that. Firstly, I need to get my Gorgorab. Feels wrong saying that name. Gorgorab, but that's his name. And Bulwark, up to 6 stars, rank 60 of course. Then I need to find the missing pieces to fill out the rest of those teams, because I can't just go with those two guys as leaders and then I'm going to win. Yay, that would be nice, but it's not going to happen. They're just the core that I want to build those teams around, at least for now, that is, until I get a better option, which probably will happen right when I rank them fully up. Anyway, and even though both of those champions are already 5-star rank 50 champions, just getting another 10 5-star food champions will take me a hell of a long time. And it's frustrating, to say the least. And as a result, I've really only been doing the bare minimum pretty much for the last 2 weeks. I log in. I do my dailies, I collect my clan boss rewards, I do my clan boss fights, of the daily challenges, but really it's not much. Rinse and repeat. At most, I'm probably leveling three 2-star champions to 3 stars every day, and sometimes all I'm doing is ranking them up to 20 and then leaving them there, and that's it. It's not a lot of leveling, really. In the last couple of days, though, especially when I've noted that I now have over 7,000 energy, because I stay on all day, so I get all of those energy boosts, etc., that you get as for doing your dailies, the time energy bonus that you get, etc. So I just get energy building up day after day after day, and now I've got over 7,000 energy, so I thought, you know what, I don't have anything stopping me from using all of the 100 multi-paddles that I get per day, because I do subscribe to the Raid Monthly, whatever it's called. So I may as well level a whole lot more while I'm working from home. So that's what I've been doing, but only for the past couple of days. So I don't have a lot. I've got 3 or 4 5-star champions now. Yay. But honestly, over the last couple of weeks, that's all that's changed since my last podcast 2 weeks ago, which is not much. I got myself a couple of new champions. Yeah, a couple of epics. Why not? A shitload of rares, really. But nothing super special, nothing to call home about and start rattling the cages and screaming, yay, I'm the best, because I'm not. I didn't get anything good. But I am about to crack my 90-day login, so I will get Dark Aethel, I will get the Dark version, and that's kind of cool. And I will soon hit level 50. Yeah! I do have a bit of a problem with those rank rewards, though, the account level rewards. I'm about to hit level 50. It's taken me almost 90 days to get there. And what am I going to get for hitting level 50? One rare book. thanks, game. Give me 5 or something. That would be a significant offer for hitting level 50, for taking 90 friggin' days to get there. One rare book? Ugh, it's a point. Get a couple of those a week from other things anyway. It's not that special. Anyway, what I'm getting at is my progression has really slowed, and I do see that as a big problem. The only thing that's keeping me going at this point is the desire to get more value from the money that I've put into the game, which is more than I'd be willing to admit to. It's not a ridiculous amount. I'm not a massive whale like some people spend thousands and thousands upon the game, but I have spent over $100, and I do pay them monthly $15 or whatever it is, so it's significant for a free-to-play game. So, yeah, I need to get more value. And if I don't see much more progression by the time that I feel that the value has been paid out, at least, or even once I fully realize that the cost is sunk already, and, you know, the fact that I've said that means that I know that the cost is already sunk. Eventually, I can just write it off. I'm not at that point where I'm prepared to do that yet, but if I do, then I might bounce off the game completely. And what would that mean for this podcast? It's scary to think about, I know. Hold me. Oh, and don't get me started on accessory artifacts. God damn it. Every drop I get is for a faction I'm not even working on, or I don't even have a 4-star champion in, let alone a freaking 6-star. Just give me some way to work towards a specific thing that I want, Plarium, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later. That's going to be my discussion today. Let us get things we want, because I shouldn't be struggling and relying entirely on RNG at this point in the game. Anyway, that is this week's progression. Hopefully I'll have some better news for you in a couple of weeks. Now that I am working towards something, I probably will. So I don't think I'm going to go anywhere. Don't think that what are you listening to this podcast for if I'm just going to be gone next in a couple of weeks. I'm probably going to get some good stuff out of my leveling now, and I'll be happy again. So I ain't going on anywhere for the moment. News. Boom, boom, boom. News. I forgot what the news song I did last week was. Oh well, it was shit anyway. On Facebook, there has been a new champion spotlight that was released a couple of weeks ago. This one is on Brachus the Shifter. He's a werewolf. Werewolves are cool, so go watch that one. I still don't have him, so I haven't watched it, but I'm here to tell you about it. Hope you like it. Also, some lore was shared in regards to Kantra the Cyclone on Facebook. Facebook is a good place to go if you want to read about some of the lore of the game, because it's missing from the game. Plop some in there, Plarium. It'd be nice to understand who the hell these people, champions are, and what the factions are all about. But anyway. The big news, of course, that happened over the last couple of weeks is that update 2.1 has hit. It brought a bunch of stuff that people have been waiting on, namely the Bazaar. The Bazaar is interesting when you go to your arena now and you go into tag team. There is an option for the Bazaar. So as you're playing through tag team arena, you can win gold bars. And as you are put into different levels by playing through tag team arena, you will be awarded gold bars, and you can use those gold bars to purchase things in the Bazaar. The difference between the Bazaar and the other game store or the market is you don't have to use gems to purchase more slots to be able to buy things from the Bazaar. The Bazaar is actually based on your level within the tag team arena. So if you're just bronze, you can only buy from the bronze things. If you're silver, you can buy from bronze or silver. If you're gold, you can buy from bronze, silver, or gold. And that's a pretty cool idea. It does suggest, though, that because at bronze level you can only buy an ancient shard, for example, at silver level I believe you can buy a void, and at gold level you can get a sacred, then you've got to be good to get a sacred shard. Otherwise, it suggests that the more you play the game, the higher level you should be. Now, there are obviously issues with Arena. There was an update that was shared on Discord that demonstrated that Plarium is aware that there are issues with Arena. What are the issues? The issues are that for some reason in Bronze, there are a hell of a lot of players that shouldn't be in Bronze because they have teams that are absolutely decimating everyone else. Now, I watched a video by Salt that suggests that the reason that happens is because if people stop playing for 30 days, they automatically get removed from Gold or wherever they are and dumped back in Bronze. And then if they decide to start playing again, they smash through all the other players and quickly move up through Bronze, which means that all I'm coming up against, and I am one of the people that does see this in the game, are other players that have much better teams that I just cannot beat. There should not be anyone with a team power level of 100k in Bronze, and yet I come up against them all the time. My team power level is 50 to 60k, and I've been playing for 90 days. I believe my guys should be in Silver, at least Silver 2 or 3, probably not much higher than that, but I should be in Silver based on where I'm at in the game. But I can't even get to Silver because of all the other higher ranked players that are stuck in Bronze. And it is blowing my mind and giving me the absolute shits. Because one of the things you need to do as part of the challenges for the game is get to Silver Tier 1. And then you can start to progress through the rest of your challenges. Well, guess what? I can't even get to Silver Tier 1. I can't even just get there. Because by the time I get to Silver Tier 4, I get smashed by the other guys and knocked back down to Tier 3. The best I can do is sit there in Tier 3 at the moment. And I really do have an Arena team that's better than that. At least that's what I think. And that's one of the reasons why I'm focusing on building a solid Arena team, because that's the only way I'm going to get out of Bronze, and that doesn't make sense. I shouldn't have to focus on building a meta team to get out of Bronze. Think about it. It doesn't make sense. Anyway, Plarium, I hope you're listening. Do something about that because it's really driving me nuts, and it's one of the things that is really infuriating me because I am trying to progress, but I can't even get to Silver Tier 1 to progress through my challenges. It's disappointing me. Anyway, where were we? Back at the bazaar. The prizes aren't ridiculous either. I think it's only 1,200 gold bars for an ancient shard, and depending on how well you're playing, you should be able to get 1,200 gold bars within a week or however long. So there's a whole bunch of things you can buy using gold bars, good rewards, plus there's new accessories. There's two new accessory sets, and these are sets, so the guesses in previous episodes were correct, and those guesses did, of course, come from other content creators in the Raid Shadow Legends community. But anyway, the two sets that have been released, one is called the Refresh Set, and that has a 5, 10, and 15% chance to prevent any skill from going on cooldown after use. That's massive. 5, 10, and 15% depends on how many of these accessories you have on. So if you have the ring, the freaking banner, and what's the other thing? The amulet. If you have all three in a refresh series, you will have a 15% chance to prevent your skill from going on cooldown. And if that's a powerful skill and it procs, that would be freaking amazing. The other set's called the Cleansing Set. It has an 18, 16, or 24% chance to remove one random debuff each turn. Now that does sound amazing, but it only removes a random debuff from you, the person wearing the Cleansing Set. I don't think that's as powerful as the Refresh Set. Of course, the Refresh Set, again, is only going to prevent your skill from going on cooldown, but you can put these Refresh Sets on whoever you like, and you can choose based on that. You know, imagine the Refresh Set on Apothecary, for example. Ooh, Nelly. Anyway, those are the new accessories, and of course there are probably new accessories down the track that will be released into the game as well, so get excited. There are also new login rewards that were released with 2.1. I'm guessing that it's for another 90 days for the daily logins. There's three new champions that have been announced. So I guess and I assume that these are going to be offered at the end of each 30-day block as they are at the moment. So I'm guessing we're going from 180 to 270 days. And in another however many days, we'll get another 90 days added. We'll see. Next, we have champion fragments, which is really interesting. It's a good idea, but poorly implemented. This allows players to chase specific champions in events and tournaments. Champions will require 100 fragments to summon, which isn't too bad. The first event is really easy. It effectively provides all players that even just do a little bit of leveling every day to get access to an epic champion, Horden of the Knights Templar, maybe? Sacred Order? I can't remember where he comes from, but he looks pretty good. He's an attack champion. Looks pretty good to me based on his abilities. A little bit selfish. And his moves only attack one enemy at a time. But still, he does have the powerful version of each of the buffs. So could be good. Depends. Like to take him for a spin. I should get him tomorrow. Really easy to get all 100 fragments. Really easy. Ridiculously easy. And of course, there was some other stuff that was included with Update 2.1. There's a tiers tab that's going to be added to Tag Team Arena, so you can see where you sit and what the rewards are. There's an arena rewards button that's been added to the arena map, like I was just mentioning. Moderators added to chat and other bits and pieces, fixing bugs and things like that. So it was a pretty good update. Overall, I must admit, the Bazaar is a really good addition, and I wish they had just released it with Tag Team Arena in the first place. I'm not sure why they didn't. It was probably balancing issues, but whatever. It looks good, and I'm glad it's out. But there's still plenty of issues in the game that need to be fixed. And clearly they're starting to address things. The Champion Fragments idea is a start, and that's really going to be what my discussion is about today. Because, in my opinion, the free-to-play game here is way too slow. Way too slow. You get a couple of ancient shards a week, if you're lucky. You'll get plenty of the ordinary green shards. I can't even remember what they're called. But you'll get a couple of ancient shards a week, if you're lucky. If you're super lucky, you might get one void every 2 weeks. And if you're, if you're ridiculously lucky, you'll get a sacred every month. But you'll get a sacred every month anyway because of the monthly challenges. So the weekly challenges, you'll get a void and an ancient. So that's great. You definitely get one ancient every week, and you definitely get one void every week. No, you don't. That's a month. See what I mean? So you get a void every month, you get a sacred every month, you get one ancient every week. And that's it. They're the guaranteed ones. There's a couple of other ways of getting things. Of course, if you're going through the campaign and you're doing all of the stars, you will get rewarded with a couple of ancients here and ancients here and there, voids here and there, and sacreds. But once you've done all the campaign, that's it. There's no more. Once you've done all the challenges, that's it. There's no more. You only have to get what you get from the daily, weekly, and monthly challenges. That's just not good enough, in my opinion, because no matter what you get, you're relying on RNG. And if you have poor RNG, like I do, then you'll get an ancient shard, and every single time you'll get an epic champion, and every single time, it'll be the same goddamn epic champion. And that's what's happened to me the past couple of times. I can't even remember who it is because it's frustrated me so much. I've burnt it from my memory. But a couple of times I got the same epic champion. So frustrating. After all that effort to get a sacred, and then you get the same epic champion. Plarium, why don't you at least build in there? Leave the RNG, but at least build in a way for the game to evaluate what you already have as epic champions and remove them from the pool. Because it's really frustrating. Or at least, not even just remove them from the pool, just reduce those champions' chance of drawing those champions from a shard. So at least if you get it, then you're super fucking unlucky, as opposed to just unlucky. I don't know. That needs to be fixed. After all the effort it takes to get a sacred shard, or even a void shard, to get the same bloody guys every time you crack one of those shards is really disappointing. And there really should be a way to guarantee something. For example, I recently started playing the Skullgirls mobile game. Now, Skullgirls mobile is similar to Raid. It's different. It doesn't play the same way. It doesn't have as many champions. In some ways, it's more confusing. In many ways, Raid is a better game, but in other ways, Skullgirls is a better game. They are very different. Skullgirls is more of a sort of like a fighting game, whereas Raid is really more of an RPG. But in some ways, they're similar. Skullgirls has this system, and it's shards. That's why I'm saying the champion fragments is a good idea, because it seems to be going down this path. In Skullgirls, every single bronze or common tier champion that you get gives you a certain amount of silver shards. And once you get 1,000, and 1,000's a big number, but you're constantly getting bronze. Once you get 1,000 silver shards, you are guaranteed a silver champion. And then, as you unlock silver champions, even if you get that silver champion from a guaranteed silver champion, you will get gold shards. And once you get a certain amount, probably 1,000 again, once you get 1,000 gold shards, you are guaranteed a gold champion. And once you get 1,000 diamond shards, you're guaranteed a diamond champion. So simply by grinding through the game and getting all of those shitty champions over and over again, you're eventually guaranteed to get the others. And there's just no guarantee in Raid. And I think that's disappointing. For the amount of playtime that I've put into this game, and there's just no guarantee, there's no way for me to be sure that I'm working towards getting something. And I think there must be some way that Plarium can tweak that. For example, for every 50 sacreds that you crack, 50's a lot, for every 20 sacreds that you crack, you get a sparkly sacred that guarantees you a legendary. For every, 20, for every 30 voids that you crack, you get a sparkly void. Something like that, that's going to guarantee you something, should be built into the game. Now, of course, that is going to be affected by whales, because whales are just going to buy packs full of shards. They're going to buy their way to getting a sparkly shard. But perhaps if you buy shards, I was going to say if you buy shards, then it doesn't go towards getting a sparkly shard. But if everything's RNG and you buy a shard, you buy 20 shards, for example, and then you crack all of those shards and none of them is legendary, you deserve a legendary just as much as everyone else does. Not because of the time you put in, or the effort you put in, but the money you put in. So no, everyone should have the same chance, even the whales. But you see what I'm saying? There's just no way, no way to guarantee that you're going to get something. At the moment, I have two legendaries, and they're both stinky piles of poo. I don't care what you tell me, Mortu Macabre is pretty crap. He's pretty tanky, he's kind of tough, but there's plenty of epics that shit all over him. And Candrafon. Now, Candrafon has some interesting abilities. He gets to turn invisible. Don't know what an invisibility does. He still gets targeted by enemies. But whatever. he's just not that good either. He's better than Mortu Macabre, but he's still not that good. And I have no idea when my next legendary is going to come. No idea at all. I know that I'm 6 or 7 days away from hitting my next monthly challenges, which means I should get a sacred around that time. Hooray to me. But RNG says that I'm probably not going to get a legendary from that sacred. Because I haven't any other time. My luck is terrible. There's just no guarantee. And again, like I was saying earlier, every single time I do, I go into the spider labyrinth or whatever the fuck it's called, and I fight the spider and I get an accessory, it's always for like the Ogrim tribes or, you know, the barbarians. Someone that I want dark elves. Give me something for the dark elves. Give me something for, shit, I can't even think of the guys that I need it for. It's just never those guys anyway. Every single time it's for people I don't need it for. And then when I get my daily logins and it gives me a banner, when I got my first banner, I was like, yes, I'm finally going to get it. Yeah, Sacred Order. I don't even have an epic, let alone a legendary in the Sacred Order. So who am I going to give a freaking banner to? Okay, that's RNG. It's my problem. But there really should be some way in a game like this to be able to work towards a specific reward. And there isn't yet. I have faith in Plarion that they're working towards building better systems into the game. I have faith in them because they don't want to build a bad game. And they're not simply making a game to rip people off. That's a really cynical way of thinking about things. They're video game developers. First and foremost, they want to make a good game. So I believe that they're working towards implementing systems into the game that are going to help things and make things better. But who knows how long it's going to take. And really, I just don't understand why free-to-play players would hang around. Because there's no guarantee. Do they want free-to-play players to hang around? Really, they want free-to-play players to spend money, because that's how it all works, isn't it? But in the end, it's the whales that pay the bills. And it's the free-to-play players that keep the game going. Because word of mouth spreads, more whales come on board. Some of those free-to-play players end up making content, so on and so forth. I don't know. I've lost my train of thought a little bit here, but yeah, I think there really needs to be something that you can work towards in the game that's not just based on RNG. And I think that's what they're trying to do with the champion fragments. It's just, at the moment, it's weird because it's just one specific champion and you can get champion fragments for him specifically by doing whatever. It'd be great if you could choose a champion and go, I want that person's champion fragments. And then, or how about they have faction fragments? You get faction fragments by doing missions, by doing whatever. You don't get a lot. Maybe you'll get one by doing something. Or you get faction fragments by going into the faction crypt. There you go. There's a better reason to be doing faction wars. You get faction fragments. And once you get enough faction fragments, if you get, say, 100, you can get a rare champion. If you get 1,000, you can get an epic champion. If you get 2,000, you can get a legendary. Or something like that. I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. That's probably a better way. And you can choose whichever one you want that way. As long as it takes you a long time to get the fragments, I don't see why that would be bad for the game. I'm going to end on that. Anyway, last week I did a beginner tip on champion rarity, I think it was. So today I'm going to talk about artifacts and their stars versus rarity. So when you get an artifact, no matter what it is, let's just focus on the shield. And when you get a shield, you are either going to get when you start the game, 1, 2, or 3 stars. Later on in the game, you're going to get 4 or 5 stars. And even later in the game, you'll get a 6-star artifact. Eventually, you'll start to notice that sometimes they start to come with a colorful border. Some of them will have a green border, or a blue border, or a purple border, or an orangey gold border. And then you'll start to think, ooh, that's rarity. In every other game, every other RPG, rarity is going to determine how good an item is. That's not so much the case in Raid Shadow Legends, and it did trick me, and it will trick you. So, when you get an artifact, each artifact has a base stat. So, the shield, I think, is a base defense stat. Then, underneath that, there are 4 possible additional stats. And each of those 4 possible additional stats are unlocked as you rank up that weapon. So when you rank it up to rank 4, it will unlock the first one. Rank 8 will unlock the second. Rank 12 will unlock the third. And rank 16, which is fully ranked, will unlock the fourth. Each time you rank up an item, it will increase the base stat. Plus, of course, every 4 you'll get an additional stat. Now, that is for a common grey outlined item. For a green rare item, is that rare? Uncommon. For a green uncommon item, one of those stats will already be determined. So when you upgrade it to rank 4, you will get a boost to that rank. Then when you upgrade it to 8, you'll unlock the second one, 12, you'll unlock the third, and 16, you'll unlock the fourth. A rare blue item will have 2 of those additional stats unlocked. A purple epic item will have 3 unlocked, and of course a legendary will have all 4 unlocked. Now, that's pretty fantastic. Now, if you've got an epic, as you rank it up, and it goes to 4 and 8 and 12, those first 3 stats are already unlocked, so it will boost one of them at random. You could end up getting the same one boosted 3 times before you unlock the 4th one. So that works kind of interestingly. So there is a point to the rarity system because you can see what stats are coming before you even go. Now, there are good stats and there are bad stats for weapons. This isn't the podcast or this isn't the episode where I'm going to talk about what good stats and bad stats are, but you can make that decision about what you think is good and bad. You might have a common weapon that after you've ranked it up to 16, it could actually have shitloads better stats than a legendary does because a legendary just happened to roll with shitty stats. So keep that in mind. Just because it's legendary doesn't mean it's good. It just means that 4 of the additional substats have already unlocked. The stars, on the other hand, the stars refer to how powerful the weapon or the artifact is. A 1-star is not going to be as powerful as 2, which isn't going to be as powerful as 3, as 4, as 5, and so on. Therefore, a 5-star common artifact will have better stats than a 4-star legendary artifact. Now, you might have a 4-star legendary artifact with 4 absolutely perfect substats. Now, it would be hard to decide between whether or not you want to use the 4-star or a 5-star, but eventually you're going to have to look for a 5-star anyway, because the base stat of the weapon, again, the shield, the defense stat, is going to be higher for a 5-star than it is for a 4-star. So as you're ranking it up to rank 16, that final number, the final defense number that shield ends on, is going to be higher for a 5-star. And it'll always be the same number, whether it's legendary or epic or common. So what you're looking for, before anything else, is going to be the star rating. Then you'll start to look for rarity. And then you're actually really going to be comparing stats. I hope that helped, because it's a really sort of convoluted system. But the color of the item isn't necessarily the most important thing about the item. It's the stars that matter. All right, so that is it for this week. I hope that tip was helpful. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you'll stick around for episode 9 in 2 weeks' time. Catch you later, legends. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe, review, all of that cool stuff so other people hear about the show. Anyway, catch you in a couple of weeks. Bye!